Here are the stories we're covering this week in the Category 5.tv newsroom. Delay in flight diversions at Gatwick Airport due to someone flying their drone where it's not allowed. Facebook's internet beaming drone has successful flight and flawless landing. And a U.S. judge decided that protection against Facebook's tracking is up to the user and has thrown a court case that claims otherwise. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Jeff Weston.
Yaman.
You're building a brand new beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost. For just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
there.
If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories for the week of July 5th, 2017. A drone flying close to Gatwick Airport led to the closure of the runway and forced 5 flights to be diverted. An airport spokesman said that the runway had been closed for 2 periods on Sunday of 9 and 5 minutes after the drone was sighted. EasyJet said that 4 of its flights were diverted, while British Airways said one aircraft was diverted to Bournemouth. Other flights were put into holding patterns as a precaution. Sussex Police is investigating. So, if drone safety prohibits any sort of drones near airports, right?
Like,
and also, I'm so bad at pronouncing names of places.
So, tell us a little bit about regulations around airports.
Say what? No, just kidding. Yeah. So, anyways, here in Canada, it's different around the world right now, but we're seeing more and more of these kind of close calls happen.
Yeah.
And it's scary, right? Because you only know that drones are going to get more and more popular. Like,
They get bigger and more robust, right?
Like, not even that. Like, even when they get smaller, too, which they are, like, DJI has their new Spark and all those new drones coming out. So if everyone has, like, a selfie drone now, and it's like, oh, what if it hits a Spark or something? Or, like, what if something happens and it flies away? It doesn't really matter if it's, like, small or big. If it goes in a jet engine, it's going to do damage, right?
What can they do, like, some sort of weird, like, scrambling, fry your drone if you get too close thing at airports?
Because if you're not
smart and flying your drone near an airport, then your drone should be fried.
Yes, but no, because if you're sending out special radio signals, then those might interfere with actual aircraft. Like,
oops, I shot down the 747 by accident.
ILS is not working.
Good
for
suggestion,
now.
But may not be perfect.
So this works about balance, right? And I think public education is going to be a huge factor in this, because again, like, it comes down to common sense, but unfortunately common sense isn't so common apparently. And I've been reading a few articles that there have been several large fines in the UK recently when it comes to drone use, because just like here in Canada, I guess Commonwealth, kind of same thing, how, like, if you fly over, like, open areas, it's okay because you're out in the middle of nowhere. But if you fly over cities and stuff, then that's where it gets really serious, right? Because if it falls on people, if it's near an airport, things like that. Here in Canada, the rules are 9 kilometers away from airports.
Wow.
And that's any aerodrome. So if Farmer Joe has his, like, little grass field or whatever, that still counts. So you have to be 9 kilometers away from that, which cuts off, like, 90% of Ontario, like our province, from flying drones. So it's all about balance, right? Because we can't keep that sorry, this is going to be really opinionated. We can't keep that now because it stifles growth of the industry, right? For both for hobbyists and commercial. Commercial, it's a little bit easier because I did my time. I can fly anywhere pretty
much. And with
a
commercial drone, you've got a GPS, so they can just put fences up.
Yeah,
I was flying. I was flying my big drone at my sister's place, which was kind of close to an airport, and I was trying to get up, and there was a ceiling there.
Yeah, there are some
I couldn't fly any higher.
Oh, so they do have a thing.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
but a little drone like this doesn't have GPS, so they can't stop it.
Well, here's the thing: if you really wanted to do damage, knock on wood, don't try this at home. If you really wanted to do damage, it's not that hard to do, right? Anyone can buy a drone or make one now.
Sure. Yeah.
And do whatever with it. Hmm. So it's like we want to have laws in place that make things safer, but don't punish those that want to do good with it, right?
That's it.
It's a great area right now.
Yeah, and this makes me think, okay, well, this is going to end up causing regulations to hurt people like me and you.
Yeah.
And we're not going to fly near an airport.
Well, just to cap off on that last point, and we should be good, but like, there's companies in Russia now that are selling DJI products that are geofence unlocked now. So like, we have hackers that are saying...
Oh, come on.
I know, and it's really unfortunate,
right?
It's
there for safety, obviously.
Yeah, and the thing is, if you're a commercial guy like me, you can unlock them.
Sure.
So it's just saying, yes, I have my special flight operator certificate. Mm-hmm. Yes, I know the rules, and that's it. So for us commercial guys, it's not that hard. For non-commercial, keep it in, because it's in there for a reason.
Yeah, maybe. And not to take any more time, but just how naive am I to think that an aircraft could have some kind of a barrier on the engines that would protect against something like this going into the engine.
Well, I can.
Or
I can.
Birds.
Yeah.
Has a little laser
bird,
mesh or
something. Nature's kinda drone.
Well, no, because like as soon as you start putting things in front of the engine, you're getting less airflow, which makes it more costly, which makes it less... It just wouldn't work that way, unfortunately. Because literally, like, every little bit of degree counts. Like, every single molecule in that engine counts. Mm-hmm. Like, we need it to be as efficient. And that's what Boeing and Airbus and all those big guys are saying. We need these planes to be efficient. If they can get an extra, like, 2 pounds or, like, 2 grams onto the aircraft, they will do it, like, payload-wise.
That's tough.
So, it's a gray area because you want to balance safety with, like, you're right because it's your own thing. Again, we could talk about this all day, guys, but out of this, I think we're going to see more of this, unfortunately. But hopefully we see some more creative solutions.
Not mine, which takes planes out of the air as well.
Potentially.
Right. Facebook has completed its second test flight for its solar-powered internet beaming drone called Aquila. The flight was conducted on May 22nd in Yuma, Arizona, and lasted for 1 hour and 46 minutes, though Facebook just released the information last week. Facebook said that the drone landed perfectly on a prepared landing site. An earlier version of Aquila was substantially damaged in a crash during its first test flight over Arizona last year, according to an investigation by the National Transportation Safety Board. To avoid another crash, Facebook tweaked the design of Aquila by adding wing spoilers, a smoother exterior, and a horizontal propeller stopping mechanism. The second version of the drone also includes hundreds of sensors to record details about flight performance. Facebook plans to use Aquila to beam internet access to unconnected parts of the world. The drone is larger than a Boeing 737 and designed to stay aloft for months at a time at altitudes of roughly 60,000 feet. It's completely solar powered and requires the same amount of energy to run as 3 blow dryers. Facebook is good there.
I like the idea for natural disasters. We've talked about it before with the first generation of this drone, which apparently crashed and burned.
Oopsie.
So,
which is probably why Facebook didn't say that it worked until after it worked.
Yes, that's why we haven't heard anything about it since, folks.
It's alive.
Yeah, but it's beaming down internet connectivity to third world countries, places that don't have internet, and places that are disaster torn. So you think about a hurricane going through, or a tsunami, where infrastructure is damaged or destroyed. Mm-hmm. Now they're able to get internet connectivity to emergency responders and individuals so they can let their families know that they're safe.
Very good news. A U.S. judge has dismissed a lawsuit against Facebook accusing it of tracking users' internet usage between April 22, 2010 and September 26, 2011, regardless if they've logged out of the network. U.S. District Judge Edward Davila on Friday, June 30th, stated that the plaintiffs didn't manage to prove that they had reasonable expectation of privacy or suffered realistic economic harm or loss. The plaintiffs alleged that Facebook leveraged like buttons found on other websites to track which sites they visited, which essentially meant that the world's largest social media network could create a detailed documentation of their online activity and browsing history. This, argued the plaintiffs, broke federal and state privacy and wiretapping laws. It works this way. When you stumble upon an article that on the web that you'd like to share on Facebook, oftentimes there'd already be integrated buttons that you can click on to share the said article directly to various channels, including Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, and more. When a user visits a site with a specific type of like button, the browser sends information to two places, to Facebook and the server where the page is stored. The lawsuit adds that Facebook had promised that cookies are deleted when a user logs out. However, the site continues to receive the information until a researcher spilled the beans on Facebook's behavior in 2011. The judge said that the plaintiffs could have gone out of their way to keep their online activity private, either by using incognito mode on their preferred browser or by using an opt-out tool by the Digital Advertising Alliance. But in the end, the judge said they failed to prove that the social media network illegally intercepted or eavesdropped on their interactions. Buyer beware. Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And for more free content, be sure to check out our website. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.